This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. After you get Questworthy, you get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a sci-fi game coming. There's a gaming mouse out there, if you want it, maybe. I think it's just a review. And the Arc Raiders developers said, don't worry, we got this. But we're going to Rumorville first, because according to MyNintendoNews.com, there might be a Nintendo Direct next week. They'll be featuring a 3D Mario, because the leakers Attack the Backlog, and Nash Weedle did find this out. Now, sometimes they are unreliable, but they did get some things right. And they're saying that we should expect a Nintendo Direct on the third week of February. And that could be the first look at the next 3D Mario title for the Nintendo Switch 2. So could it be the Super Mario Odyssey is what my Nintendo News is thinking? Or could it be something else? If this does happen, we will let you know. Now, the Arc Raider Dons, or the Arc Raider Devs, I'm sorry, not Dons, but Devs, according to GamesRaider.com, also said that there are some possible penalties after an infinite trigger Nage Rain and the Burnout Peanut showed the glitch to over 140,000 people. So the Arc Raiders 1.15.0 patch is live, and Embark now has pushed a hotfix to resolve the current duplication issue. And the community lead, Austin, got up on the Discord and said, quote, "We are still actively monitoring the situation to ensure we covered all cases. Should you encounter other duplication issues, please raise them to us in the bug report channel," end quote. Now, could you download anything for the update? Well, the Embark Studios is still investigating the full impact of the issue, and they'll be taking action based on the severity of the issue in different cases when they complete the investigation. And they also thank the players for reporting the bug. Now, in a separate post there on Twitter/X, Embark suggested that there may be consequences for those who took advantage for the glitch. Quote, "Players who have duplicated excessive amounts of items will be subject to further review and possible penalties. Nothing beats earning your loot the hard way. Now get back out there and stack those coins honestly," end quote. But some people were not happy about this, because they're saying that the bug was not fixed. Because one of the Reddit posters did say, quote, "The patch this week was an absolute travesty with fixes and minuscule problems," end quote. But another person did write, quote, "No dupe fixes, no weapon balancing update, LOL. What's up with the extraction game devs not being able to support their games properly," end quote. So did it fix it or not? According to the players, that was a no. But Overwatch got something else on their up their sleeve, because Blizzard did agree that Overwatch's new character, Enran, said the design could be better, according to PC Games N. And yes, we know that Overwatch dropped the 2 on it, so it's now just called Overwatch. And Blizzard did address the controversial Enran redesign, because the players labeled it, quote, "devoid of personality," end quote. Because to them, it was a complete downgrade. So in a video statement posted to X, the game director Aaron Keller did say that, quote, "she can be better," end quote. And the team is working on her so she could, quote, "look and feel more like the fierce older sister that we've all envisioned her to be," end quote. Even the voice actor Maria Anderson did call out the design by saying, quote, "in her comic and the Semitic elemental kin, there was a precedent set by it. There was an unspoken promise that said, we are going to challenge the beauty standards plaguing ransacking media these days, right?" the Ozempic check, the contour your nose. You have no nose, the tiniest nose. And I think because of that precedence, people feel understandably let down. Overwatch is a trailblazer at changing that, right? Of trying to break these molds, trying to explore the bounds of what it means to be good, what it looks like to be heroic, and I think the result we got says something else. It says something that leaves a bad taste in our mouths. It's not the bold, optimistic swing that we know Overwatch to make. So maybe she's going to get some work done. We'll keep you apprised. The Logitech G Pro X2 gaming mouse was being reviewed by PC Games N, which is now available to buy, and they've had their hands on the new mouse for a few days. They had to attend a deep dive showcase at the Logitech HQ last week, and many reviewers did rush out to have a quick review on today's launch. But PC Games N didn't want to take time with it, and they went into the design, or the way that it was handled, the way that it was made, and how it reacts. There's some fast clicks, but they have to decide on whether or not this is going to be on their best gaming mouse list. So if you're looking for it, it's $179, or actually $180, on the Logitech store. So if you want a good gaming mouse, and if you can afford it, do that one. Now let's get to some good stuff. Let's start out with something that's available today. PureXbox.com said that Relooted is available today with the Xbox Game Pass. And some of the reviews are now live. And Relooted has been rated by some of the sites. Video Chums gave it 8.3 out of 10. Checkpoint Gaming gave it a 7.5 out of 10. And Gaming Trend gave it a 6 out of 10. Just to give you an idea, it is on Xbox and it's been on PC for a while. So you can now get it if you have an Xbox. Eginkin the Banished launches March 19th. There's a hack and slash game, and it is an action RPG, and it will leave early access and will launch for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, X and S, and PC via Steam. And that will be coming very soon, in about a month. But somebody went back to the kitchen. IGN did say that the Split Fiction director, Joseph Fares, sent some photos on X, and he did say that they're making something new. In fact, he got up on X and said, quote, next game in the making. And Haze Light Studios said, quote, we're back in the kitchen cooking up something really delicious. Now with strategic arm placement tech. So what could they be making? What could they be making? We shall see. Now there's a horror game that's going to be coming very soon. The sci-fi survival game, Perspective 8020, will be launching on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X on May 12th. Orders are available now. We'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. It's a scary game, but we're not scary, are we? No.
This has been a Dawnforge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.